Faced with dwindling resources, the people in charge of running elections in Maricopa County had to upend their original plans for the primary election coming up in August. The plan for the general election in November could look different, but in the primary, both Election Day and the weeks leading up to it will be a new experience for voters. Here to explain what to expect is our own Ben Giles. Hey there, Ben.
Hey, Mark.
So what can you tell us about what these officials originally planned for?
So before that, we do that, I think it's useful to understand who's in charge of what. County Recorder Adrian Fontes gets to approve early voting plans. That's your ability to vote by mail or vote early in person, that sort of thing. The County Board of Supervisors gets to approve Election Day voting for those who choose to wait for August 4th and emergency voting plans in case anything goes haywire. With that said, nobody gets exactly what they wanted.
What do you mean by not what they wanted?
So the way elections have traditionally worked beyond the option to vote by mail is that you get assigned a polling place to go to on Election Day. It's what's known as your precinct. Pretty much everyone on the board said they would have preferred if that's the way things were done. But the county's two elections directors both said that's just not possible this year. That's because there's a shortage of places that are willing to be used for polling. You combine that with an expected shortage of poll workers, and something had to change.
All right, so instead, where will we all go to vote?
The term to remember is voting centers. That means anyone can walk into any polling place and cast a ballot. There's no more assigned polling places. Elections officials, they say they plan to open at least 100 of those for Election Day. That's actually less than the number of locations that were open in March.
So, Ben, if that's all there is on Election Day, is there not a concern about long lines at those places?
There definitely is. And there's a few plans to try and avoid that. Many of those voting centers, they'll be open well before the day of the election. The plan calls for at least 5 to open 27 days prior to Election Day. And then week by week, they'll start to open more. 2 weeks out, there should be at least 50 voting centers open. They'll be open evenings and weekends, too. You can cast a ballot there. You can drop off your ballot, which, of course, they want to remind you, you can always mail that back, too. A supervisor, Steve Chukri, said getting the word out about all those options is really critical.
It's going to be abundantly important to get the word out about people being able to vote early, about people being able to do what it is we're setting forth, so we don't have a bottleneck come Election Day.
Based on these changes, Ben, there's obviously still concerns about the coronavirus. What are they doing to keep people safe when they actually do show up to vote?
Right. It's not an exclusively all-mail election, but the recorder's office is doing everything they can to remind people that's an option. There's over 600,000 voters who aren't on the list that gets you a ballot in the mail. For this election, they did get a notice in the mail letting them know it's a one-time option for the primary. And as for the polling places, the county got creative about where you'll be voting. They rented space at convention centers and even some shopping malls to make sure there's plenty of room for social distancing while voting. The county also said it'll have ample cleaning supplies at each facility, and all your poll workers will be wearing masks.
So, Ben, let's talk about masks, because there's obviously a countywide mask requirement. We don't know, obviously, if that'll still be in effect come August, but if it is, will that extend to polling places?
So it's going to be recommended, but the county can't require you to wear a mask as a prerequisite to vote. And that's simply because, other than being a legally registered voter, there's no prerequisite that the government can require of you before you vote. They will be having people in line to wait in a socially distanced manner, though.
All right. That is KJZZ's Ben Giles. Ben, as always, thank you.
Thanks, Mark.